You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
The pressure of buying presents is now upon us, but simultaneously, the cost of living crisis and inflation continues to affect New Zealanders' lives. Experts have discussed means of saving money over the break, as well as balancing the need to celebrate loved ones and saving in these difficult times. I talked to Director of Financial Education at the Research Centre at Massey University, Dr. Pushpa Wood, about the need for avoiding overspending and tips for people to manage their money. What are the biggest problems people run into when spending over the holiday period?
I think the biggest issue I have observed over the years is people get carried away in giving gifts to each other, travelling without budget, and also overspending in terms of having people around in meals and Christmas dinner or Christmas lunches, whatever they have. So if they're working without budget and it's a spontaneous planning, then that's where they run into trouble.
How does inflation and the cost of living crisis affect how people spend?
I think it does limit people's spending power because the cost of food and all the other items is going up, especially the items that are needed at Christmas time. Inflation has increased the prices. Inflation has also impacted on people's overall spending power because interest rates are going up. The things around people on limited income seem to be going upwards rather than going downwards. And I think that is the one frustration point because once a year event, people really want to do it well. They want to do it well for their children, for their whānau, their family. And they really want to celebrate. But if the celebration mood is taken out of it because of limited amount of funds available, that's when they start to, I guess, go into a stress mode. And when people are in stress, they are likely to make unwise decisions rather than wise decisions.
What are some tips you have for people to better manage their money?
Oh, I've got a list of tips I can give people. I think one of the things we need to really start thinking as a society is that should we be giving individual gifts or should we start to now look at collective spending rather than individual spending? So there's a gift for Nana from the whole whānau rather than children are giving separately than parents. Everybody pulls together and this is a one gift for the whole whānau. So from one family to another family as a family gift is one area which can minimize the spending. Try to encourage if you have children or young people, teenagers, making things rather than buying them. Because the making things, I still hold things in my drawer which were made by my daughter, you know, 25 years ago because they're more valuable than anything given to me from a shop. Potluck lunch, potluck dinner, and everybody brings something to contribute, put it on the table so the burden of Christmas lunch doesn't really fall on one family that is inviting. So if the family, one family is inviting everybody in one place, their main contribution is providing the space and looking after everyone. Everybody else brings and puts something on the table. You can also encourage children to make gifts. You can put limit on spending that no gift is going to be more than X amount, depending on your budget. You can also maybe this year make a policy children only gifts. So we are only going to provide gifts for children, not spending money on adults. And also I see this is Christmas every year is a really good opportunity to teach children and young people in the family about the whole notion of service, what the Christmas is all about, and sustainability of the planet and the environment. And this is where we can start to look at saying, maybe you can go out and help somewhere where the Christmas meal is served or Christmas food parcels are being given out. Maybe you can go to whatever place of worship you go to and visit. Maybe that's where you can go and give a few hours. It is spiritually uplifting as well as giving rather than simply focusing on yourself. And also maybe instead of giving gifts this year, you can say everybody puts X amount in this amount, this package, nice Christmas package go to the X charity that we agree on, rather than spending on gifts for ourselves. So I guess it's an opportunity to think about, rather than me focus, have us focus and have an outwardly focus towards the society and community, rather than having inwardly focus.
Is there anywhere people can go to learn more about these means to better manage money?
Yes, there are. I mean, FinCap has got a financial mentors all around the country. There are a number of budgeting service providers that are there. Sorted has got a website which they can actually go online and look at their budget template and play around with it. And almost every bank has got a tool, budgeting tool, that is available there. I think the key thing is for people to recognize, yes, they do need help. That is the first most important point. And then seeking help at before you run into trouble rather than after you run into trouble. Because once you are in trouble, then it makes it a lot difficult to get out of it and then come onto the level field and then start saving. So it is important. And for next year, once 26th of December comes, my strong recommendation is start putting aside, even if it is $2 a week, for your next Christmas fund so you don't run into that issue again. So start planning well ahead of time. Very small amount does add up and become a big amount.
That was Director of Financial Education at the Research Centre at Massey University, Dr. Pushpa Wood, speaking to me about tips for managing money over the holiday break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.